escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to talk about the All-Stars for the Tigers. Three of them, three position player starters. Last time the Tigers had three position player starters was 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You had Mags, Pudge, and Polanco.
Yep.
And they could have four if Scooble's starting the game, four starters. And I think the last time, I think it was Tony Paul, Detroit News, said the last time they had four starters, 1966.
Huh.
So hell of a baseball team we have.
Yep.
With the three players who were named yesterday, I think they all represent great stories for this season. Riley Green is your homegrown star and maybe even superstar. Two different three-run homers yesterday.
Yep.
He's hitting almost 300 with big-time power. The other story is Gleyber Torres, the flyer that you took, and you're getting the most of him, the best of him. This is better than what he did for the Yankees. He's not striking out. He's drawing walks. He's the ideal number two hitter. He plays every day. He murders lefties, and he's not a butcher in the field. Last year, he led all second basemen in errors. This year, he only has three. He represents a great find for Scott Harris. And the third guy is Javi Baez, which is the most remarkable story of them all. My questions. One, Riley Green is the best homegrown position player for the Tigers since? Gleyber Torres, you want to give him an extension? Yes or no? It's got to be more than $100 million. And the question for Javi is, shoo-in for comeback player of the year. How would you answer him? 248-539-9797.
Well, I think the easy one for Javi is yes. I don't know that there's another story, because this isn't just a comeback player from last year to this year. And you could talk about the surgery and the season that he had last year, but it's been, you know, now 4 years in the making. It was three horrific years with Javi Baez. And some of that is, yeah, he signed a big contract, was supposed to come in, be a big contributor, and he hasn't lived up to the contract. But even if he signed a mid-level, low-level contract, he hasn't been a Major League Baseball hitter.
No.
And prior to this year, even struggled in the field. Now, you look at the new life that he had playing center field. That energy has translated to him playing better on the infield as well.
Think about it. He saved this team's ass. They lost two center fielders, and Trey Sweeney's been a disaster at shortstop. So you needed someone to stabilize critical positions, not only defensively, mm-hmm. but at the plate. I mean, barring a collapse in the second half, he is the comeback player of the year. To come back from the worst OPS of all qualified players, right? As bad as it was for Torque, it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to the All-Star game, he's the comeback player of the year. On the Torres question, John, are you ready to hand him, call it a five-year commitment, a deal north of $100 million? Or is this contract year Torres, Keith slides back over to second, and you don't pay him? Knowing you're going to pay Scooble and Green and all these other guys. Torres thing.
Scooble, we don't know if it's going to happen this year or if he gets to free agency. Don't know if he'll still be here. But you still have a year of team control. Riley Green, you still got a couple of years of team control. Spencer Torkelson. And you already gave Colt Keith the minor league contract. So he's under contract for another 5 years, four years?
He's locked up cheap, yeah.
I think you do. And if it's 5 years, $100 million, I don't want to say that's ever a steal, but it kind of feels like it's a steal because he's 28 years old right now. He'd be 29 by the time the new year rolls around. And you're not worried about, I don't think you should be worried about a guy at the end of that 5 years that's not performing. He's still relatively young and will be at that time. He'll be 32, 33 by the time it's up. The question that you've got to answer is he simply performing this way because it's a contract year? Is that the motivation that he's had to be his best? And maybe it is, but maybe he's found something here in Detroit where he just likes hitting at Comerica or he likes being in Detroit. Maybe that's less pressure, media pressure, all the pressure of not being a Yankee, and now all of a sudden he's batting .280, his OPS is over 800.
We'll see what he values. I mean, he may prefer a 6 or 7 year deal that a different team gives him, or he may just take the highest dollar amount possible. I mean, that's what free agency's for.
Yeah.
If the Tigers made him a competitive offer, I would hope he would see that this organization has helped him get the most of his ability. This is a signature season for him. He's made the All-Star game before, but when you're walking more than you're striking out, when you're hitting in the two hole, when you're on the best team in baseball record-wise, when your defense is no longer a negative, they've helped you and you've helped them. And this could be something long-term. The last question was Riley Green. I want you to think on it a little more, and we'll take ticket texts and phone calls on all three questions. Best homegrown position player since. Three All-Stars, three questions. For Riley Green, best homegrown position player since. For Javi Baez, he's a lock to win comeback player of the year, yes or no. And Gleyber Torres, is he the $100 million man? He took a one-year deal to set himself up for $100 million or more. Should it be here in Detroit on an extension? Get some ticket texts, get some phone calls, 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Jeff in Windsor. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Good.
Okay, so I think Baez is a shoe-in for comeback player of the year. I say give the money to Torres, and then for best homegrown talent, I would say he's the best since position player-wise anyway, since Curtis Granderson.
Grandy had that 07 season where he was an all-star, where it was a 20 triples, he had 20 doubles, 20 homers, 20 steals, the 2020-2020 season. It was the only all-star season for Granderson, though. Green is now a two-time all-star.
As a starter, right?
Yes.
Because I think Grandy was
he made a couple with the
all-star.
Yankees.
Yeah.
With the Yankees. For the Tigers, he was a one-time all-star. This will be Green's second all-star appearance as a Tiger.
As a Tiger.
And I don't know who you think is better. I know Granderson was a fan favorite. Big smile, big plays in center field. He was the perfect center fielder for Comerica Park. I think Riley's better.
Some of it may be, it's an early conversation on Riley Green. This is his second year, the second All-Star. It's his first year as a starter. He was a first-round pick by the Tigers. It's been such a long time. And it's been very few that the Tigers have drafted, developed, and actually seen the product, the finished product.
Riley Green's pacing hit over 35 home runs.
Mm-hmm. He's batting just under 300 at this point in the season. And that's with, what was it, the month of May was awful for him? Was it May or June?
April, I think.
Was it April?
He got off to a lousy start. Yeah. It was like 20 strikeouts and 22 at-bats or something. Anyway. Yeah, he's come on more than strong, and he's having a star year and may end up being a superstar.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But okay, if Granderson's a popular name on the ticket text, but if we said it's not Granderson, you got to keep going further back. Position players, it's sparse. Now we're in the 90s. Now we're Tony Clark, Travis Fryman.
So what was Fryman? Was a five-time All-Star?
Yeah, 4 or 5 with Detroit. Good defender.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
again, he didn't hit 30 home runs in a season.
Right. So are you thinking that as of now that Riley Green has had a better Tigers career than Granderson?
Than Granderson? Yes.
And Fryman?
That's where it's tough. I think eventually he will.
So that's a little bit of his projection.
A little bit, yeah.
Because he is so young.
I think Green's going to get there with Fryman. The argument for Fryman is longevity. He did it longer. Green hasn't had the chance to.
Right.
Definitely more power. Travis Fryman was a good defensive player.
Yeah. Well, if it's not Fryman...
Or Granderson.
Tony Clark would be in there too, power hitter, although I think Riley's power numbers are better than Tony Clark's.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different era, though.
Different era. The buck stops with Alan Trammell. Alan Trammell's better than Riley Green. So maybe since Tram, Riley Green's our best homegrown position player.
Since 1976?
He's drafted in 76. Yeah, wow. That's...
I mean, I think an interesting case can be made just, again, for longevity, Nick Castellanos. He had 3 straight seasons of over 800 OPS.
Green will be doing that at the end of this season.
I think the torch would be, like last year this time, you could still argue Castellanos maybe over Green, but the reality is that Green has passed him in my mind. I think he is more than Grandy. I mean, there's an interesting case you could make if people shake their head at me. He got a contract. It was Higgy.
Bobby Higginson.
But we all know and think Green will be better than Higgy, but you could make the argument again because of years played that Higgy could have been.
Some ticket text. Yes, yes, and yes to all the questions, which is a very different presentation than the city has bought in on all those guys. They all resonate for different reasons. That's Isaiah in Grosse Pointe. So yes, Pay Torres. Yes, Green is the best in a long time, and yes, Javi is
So if the question is he the best in a long time?
I'm trying to infer what yes means. Right, I mean, yes is not an answer. Best since yes.
Yeah.
I think he's just making the point. They are all headliners and great stories and all the flowers. Texture says, I'd be careful giving Torres more than 3 years, signed Stevie.
Boy, why?
Those have been aggressive today.
Yeah. I mean, I get, signed Stevie, but...
Torres isn't going to sign a 3-year deal. If we're going to take this seriously for a second,
right.
I know Tiger fans would be comfortable on shorter term.
Everyone would be.
He took a 1-year deal. He's going to cash in. It's going to be 5 or more years for Gleyber Torres from somebody when the year ends.
Correct.
I would offer him a qualifying offer. Either he comes back on a 1-year deal or signs elsewhere, and it would give Scott Harris a second first-round pick. Yes, they will. Not to nerd out. Yes, they will give him a qualifying offer. It'd be about $20 million for 1 year. If he doesn't sign that or an extension, you get compensated a draft pick. The question is, though, do you want to get him on a multi-year deal or not?
Yeah.
Because he's not signing a 1-year qualifying offer.
I think you do. I think this is, he's been an all-star before. This is a career year for him. And I think it could be the start of a nice 4 or 5 year run for Gleyber Torres. Just in terms of, and we've also seen, one of the detriments at the beginning of the season was, wasn't he one of the worst fielding second basemen coming into the season?
Led baseball in errors at that spot last season.
And he's been perfect.
No, I think he's got
been,
3.
Yeah, but he's been pretty good.
We haven't been talking about his defense as a problem.
Like with Torres, I certainly would support 5 years or less. I'm not getting deeper into that than that. Because I think he can be part of this. Like if the Tigers are going to have a 10-year run and they're going to flirt with winning World Series, he can be on the front end of this. But I don't know about the back end. Like I would equate it to if you're going to go back to the Tigers era of 06 to 14,
yeah.
He could be a Carlos Guillen type, where he was part of the story the first half of it, but not the last few years. You know what I'm saying?
Do you realize the second base spot in Detroit, the guys who have made the All-Star game, he's only the fourth? The fourth.
Right.
Polanco, Lou Whitaker, and Charlie Gehringer. So we're talking about, like, in terms of Tiger second baseman, like he's put himself in a position to get that extension to be a fixture.
I would totally do it. Just I would be careful about going past 5 years.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't know if he could get that.
Yeah, it remains to be seen.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.